The Saudi-led coalition has carried out fresh deadly attacks on the Yemeni port city of Hodeidah, violating the UN-brokered ceasefire there. Saudi-backed mercenaries launched an artillery attack on a residential area, killing at least four civilians there. Representatives of Ansarla and the former Yemeni government signed a deal earlier this month, agreeing on a ceasefire and the withdrawal of armed forces from the port city. Ansarla forces started withdrawing from the city on Saturday in a move that has been welcomed by the UN. However, the Saudi coalition has been violating the truce deal since it was brokered. The Saudi war on Yemen, which started in 2015, has so far killed more than 15,000 people. Most of the victims are civilians. Let's go to the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. We have Hossein al-Bukhari, who is a political commentator, joining us. Hossein, are the UN forces not there monitoring the truce? I mean, in broad daylight, they're attacking the port city, killing civilians again?
I mean, the UN staff led by General Patrick are in Hodeidah cities and other areas in Hodeidah province. But it seems to be that even though the Saudi-backed forces has not stopped a single day by shelling residential area in Hodeidah, it seems to be that General Patrick actually is not pointing out who is breaking this truce, and I believe that he should actually release a daily statement to expose any side who is breaching this truce, because Hodeidah is so sensitive and is one of the last humanitarian lifeline coming bringing aid into Yemen. If they're not gonna be serious at the beginning of this truce could collapse at any time. And as you mentioned, there was a shelling on his area south of Hodeidah, killing four civilians. And as well, the Saudi backed forces has conducted a massive ground attack on Al Jah Al Asfar. This area is as well south of Hodeidah, and the truce is not only in Hodeidah city, is in all Hodeidah province. Today shelling has targeted July 7 residential area in Hodeidah and Al Khamsin Road, and as well the surrounding area of Al Ittihad Hotel. This hotel was the hotel that General Patrick has met the two parties in Hodeidah about 5 days ago. And for the Saudi-backed forces actually to deliberately target this hotel is like they are sending message. They don't care actually about the truce that was signed between both parties in Stockholm. And let me just make it clear that the forces that is now in south and east of Hodeidah, they are working under the United Arab Emirates command. They have nothing to do with the so-called Hadi legitimacy. So I think they're not happy with this truce because after Houthis have withdrawn from Hodeidah port yesterday, the next step now is for the Saudi-backed forces to withdraw from east of Hodeidah to the south of Hodeidah. So we're going to see in the coming 24 hours, if they're not going to withdraw, this means that this truce will definitely collapse.
Okay, I was just going to ask you about the same thing that you answered. So it's the Saudi coalition's forces turn to start the withdrawing. Is that right? They have 1 day.
Yes, they should in the coming 24 hours, they should withdraw from west of Hodeidah to Ad-Durehmi area south of Hodeidah. And after that, Ansarullah the Houthi will withdraw from Hodeidah city itself, and the Saudi-backed forces will withdraw from Ad-Durehmi area south of Hodeidah to an area that has not been chosen yet.
Okay, let's see if that happens. Okay, that was Hossein al-Bukhari, political commentator, who joined us from Sana'a, updating us on the situation there.